It's This Week in Classical Music. An update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Good news from a couple of our country's finest orchestras. The ASO, the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, announced yesterday that it ended the fiscal year with a budget surplus for the second straight year. The Atlanta Symphony Orchestra Musicians Endowment Fund has also raised over $20 million and is expected to reach its $25 million goal later this year. This is the same orchestra that just 2 years ago claimed it was so destitute that it locked musicians out for 9 weeks, delayed the opening of the season, and recommended slashing the number of ASO's musicians. The orchestra's current president, Kirk Jamison, chair of the ASU Board of Directors, said, "In a few short weeks, the Atlanta Symphony will begin its 72nd season, and it is incredibly gratifying to start the season with this positive moment." And the Kansas City Symphony is reporting a record of nearly $5 million in ticket revenue for the 2015-16 season, with over half of that in subscriptions, and most of those sales were for tickets in the Symphony Series performances. Kansas City Symphony also attracted a record number of attendees this past season. Executive Director Frank Byrne said the Symphony's been able to expand its audience without selling out artistically, with a continuing goal of pursuing quality over quantity. Music director Michael Stern with chorus director Charles Bruffy, who's the leader of the Phoenix Chorale here in the Valley of the Sun, have both extended or renewed their contracts through 2020. In Detroit, it was Christmas in July last month for Detroit Symphony Orchestra members. Longtime DSO contributor and avid fan Marjorie S. Fisher, who died a couple of months ago at age 92, left $5,000 to every single one of the 78 current full-time musicians in the DSO. That's a total of $390,000 earmarked directly for the musicians. It's an unprecedented act of generosity in the orchestra world. "We were floored," said principal bassist Kevin Brown. "It gets to the heart of the idea of the DSO family. When I came here 2 years ago, I was struck by how close we got to our patrons, more than in other places. I'm grateful," he said. Fisher was the widow of Detroit industrialist and philanthropist Max Fisher. The extended Fisher families donated more than $25 million to the orchestra for endowment, building construction, touring, and education programming over the years. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.